Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. All right, it's a Friday. Checking in with the YouTube chat. If you follow us and watch us on YouTube, we kind of have the expectation that once we get to training camp, more people will be streaming because we'll be at St. John Fisher. You can see us. And if we sit down with Joe Brady, he's going to be there on camera with us. Like, it's a television show from training camp and a radio show. So expecting more... you know, more viewers and more people in the chat.
I'm excited.
But we've got our regulars. They're in here, you know, most days yelling at each other about things, yelling at each other about Owen Power. What'd they yell about today? Owen? Owen's the moderator. Owen makes sure nobody gets out of hand.
Yeah, it can be both the hardest and easiest part of my job in here. There are some days that are good, some days that are bad. Today's been a little bit of both.
Okay, not bad. You and Josh have entered into a bullpen chat fantasy league.
We have.
Correct.
Wow.
We're in the bullpen fantasy league.
You have joined a fantasy league with these monsters?
Since we joined it, Coach has not stopped telling me he's going to destroy me in week 5.
There's a person in the chat named Coach, yeah.
He
and I are tight.
We're good. Yeah, we're super cool.
Somebody's got to put these guys in their place. I mean, we got to go show them what's up.
What a great creation this is.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I'm saying this now. It's before my first entrance into the chat, but it seems the idea of it seems awesome to add to the show.
Whenever I get invited to a fantasy league, I play a lot of fantasy football. Hold on. Let me Google the average number of fantasy teams because I have been below average lately. Average number of fantasy teams. What's the average number for a person to have?
I would guess 5.
Okay. Now, this has been moving slowly. If you just go, if you Google that, the average number of teams in a fantasy league, that's not what I want. Average number of fantasy teams a person has. It's been around 6 or 7 for a couple years.
Where are you at?
Let me count. 3 dynasty, 1 redraft, and 2 or 3 guillotine. That might be puts me at 7.
I'm under. I'm at 4 or 5.
4?
Yeah, 4.
5. I'm in a vampire league. I don't count that.
Okay.
It's not that fun.
Gimmicky, yeah.
It's fine. It's a thing to do. It's not that fun. However, I did see Ian Harditz, who's a fantasy football writer. He posted a Twitter poll. Favorite form of fantasy football. And he gave 4 options. Traditional redraft, which is how a lot of people were introduced to fantasy football. Dynasty, best ball, and guillotine. Dynasty is, of course, you know, you draft, you keep your players, you have drafts. Best ball is you draft a team and you get the best scores no matter what. You don't have to set your lineups. And then Guillotine is the one, it's the newest format. You any Guillotine leagues?
I'm not.
You've never played it?
No, I've never played it. Is it fun?
Oh. So anyway, this Twitter poll that Ian Harditz put up, what's your favorite form of fantasy football? He got 7,343 votes. Guillotine finished in dead last by a lot.
Wow.
2%. And Guillotine is the only format that at my current fantasy load, if someone says, you want to be in a league? I'm like, what is it? Guillotine. Yeah, all right, I'll be in a Guillotine league.
Okay.
Guillotine is the best format.
Okay.
It is the best format that there is.
I'll write that down.
If you don't know what Guillotine is, we'll educate you again. I did a Guillotine league, a listener Guillotine league to try and introduce people. I did a free Guillotine league on my street with my friends and neighbors to try and show them, just gateway them in. Like, listen, the Guillotine life is where it's at. Guillotine is you draft a team, and then you start your players, and you can have any number of teams. You can have 10 teams in your league. You can have 20. I have a league with 20 Guillotine.
Oh, wow.
Every week, the lowest scoring team is out.
Ah.
And all their players go on waivers. And it's blind waivers.
Ooh, and you pick up that idea.
And
I
you
love.
Pick up the players, and then the next week, the lowest team is out. All the way to the end of the season. So over the course of the season, the teams get better and better and better and better. And all you have to do is not finish in last.
Okay.
Until the last week of the season, which we do week 17, I think. And I've done that as a three-team final lately to make it more interesting. But you haven't lived in fantasy football until it is Monday Night Football, and you need Jerry Jeudy to get 7.7 or your season is over.
What I like about that, too, is that it's not – it's so you don't play against someone else.
It's no, just it's just your team.
Points. Yeah.
You're just going to make it.
Yeah, okay.
And the beauty of it is also what happens in a traditional redraft league if your team's not good?
Well, I gotta, by week 8, you're done.
And if you're not setting your lineup, your friends are mad at you.
Yeah.
Go set your lineup. Why? My team stinks. And Guillotine, if your team stinks, you're just out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to check it ever again. See you later. Have a good time. Let me know who won.
Or if your team's really bad, you're just like, well, I wasn't the worst, so I'm still alive.
Well, as long as you can do work.
And then right? You could do some waiver wire acquisitions, and suddenly you're one of the better teams.
Right, exactly.
I like that idea
a lot. You finish second from the bottom, and the guy that finished at the bottom had Josh Allen in a bad week. Go bid on Josh Allen. He's on your team now.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I like that.
It's the best. It stunned me to see that. I guess it didn't stun me. Only 3% of the people that voted in Ian's poll said Guillotine was their most favorite format, which means that the world has not yet been introduced to Guillotine properly.
Hopefully this is like a public service announcement.
Yeah. More people need to be playing it. Many more. It's the best format.
Before you just explained Guillotine, which sounds fantastic, I would have said Dynasty Best Ball. Because Best Ball to me, like I
Dynasty Best Ball, both.
Yes, okay. Together. Because I think me being like having the bias toward the NFL draft, I like doing the rookie drafts every year.
Me too.
And the best ball element is just, to me, so much better than having a guy with 40 points on your bench.
Right, right. You just go ahead and like, he's on my team, his points count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I've not played a lot of best ball formats. It would take a lot of the stress out of it.
It does. Of like sitting there, like you're at the tailgate, the service isn't really good, and you're like, oh, do I put in Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton? I'm not really sure who's going to be my wide receiver 2 or 3 today. And then it seems like you always make the wrong decision, and Cortland Sutton has 3 catches for 20 yards, and Jerry Jeudy has 3 touchdowns.
No.
On your bench.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Is there anything noteworthy from the chat that we should get to?
Well, the Fantasy League was one of the things.
Okay.
What else is going on in the chat today? There was an they were arguing about Pat McAfee's role at ESPN.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he is. He is everywhere.
He's just like the host of everything.
Yeah, they were arguing about that for a while.
Okay.
They're a fan of yours. A couple of emoji salutes.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, guys.
I don't know if anybody subscribed to Trap Sheet, the Substack, but you can go ahead and do that, guys, if you'd like to. So, yeah, the chat. It is... it's something.
I'm sure once training camp starts, like you said, it'll go wild. Especially, like you said, if you're interviewing Joe Brady, you get Brandon Bean on. Like, I think it'll absolutely be set on fire.
I also am excited for. I'm not saying I'm excited for a Bills loss. That's not what I mean. But presumably, the Bills will lose a game this year, and when that happens, I just want to see this thing roll. I want to see. Owen will have to not. You can't even afford to moderate it because the comments will be flying at each other too fast, too furious.
Yeah, it's funny how it's completely changed from the drought era where, like, you were just hoping the Bills would be, like, only a game or two under 500 by, like, Thanksgiving to be in the hunt. I mean, obviously, you know very well that the in the hunt graphic that the Bills lived in for 17 years. But now it's when the Bills lose a game, this, like, when I talk to my dad and my uncle and my closest friends that are Bills fans, it's the sky is falling. Should they get rid of Sean McDermott? I think now it's time. Josh Allen might be kind of like Jameis Winston. It's like, guys, they lost a game. They're 8-1. Like, everything's fine. Just because they lost to a really good team doesn't really mean anything. I've gotten to that San Antonio Spurs, Tim Duncan era feeling with the Bills, like you mentioned at the outset of the show. Just, I mean, I want to enjoy the season, and obviously the Bills getting off to a good start is important, but like, talk to me in January. Yeah. Like, and that goes for microcosm of it is Joey Bosa to the grand scale of just, I'm not overly concerned with anything until it's probably around Christmas.
The Chiefs and receiver Rashi Rice, the Chiefs are preparing for him to be suspended 2 to 4 games.
Yeah, that's probably going to be it.
So he got sentenced to 5 years probation and 30 days of jail time. And what could it be? Like, how many games could he ultimately miss? A report here, they're preparing for 2 to 4 games, which probably means, what, 4 games he appeals, and then it's 3?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Probably.
There's often an appeal that drops that down. The Chiefs' schedule, when will they be missing Rice, who is a pretty good receiver? Like, he's...
Yak guy, big-time
yak. Yeah, big-time yak guy, power slot kind of guy, right? Like, that's what they use him for. Yep. Their first 3 games, I mean, 2 of the first 3 are super interesting. First off, they open in Brazil against the Chargers.
Yeah, they do.
And then they play
on a Friday.
That's right. And then they play the Eagles. Super Bowl rematch, week 2, Sunday, 4:25 at Arrowhead. If he misses 3 games, it's the Giants. The 4th game is Baltimore.
Oh, so if it gets to 4, then that's...
If it gets to 4, that's Chargers, Eagles, Ravens that he would miss.
Yeah, like off the top, you're like, oh, 4 games, not a big deal. But with how slim the margins have been to be the 1 seed or the 2 seed and host the AFC title game or be on the road between Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens, 3 of those first 4 are some pretty big games in terms of how they could swing seeding in the AFC.
You'd really like to see the Chargers, like, shockwaves through the NFL, beat the Chiefs in the opener.
Mm-hmm. Finally beat them.
People might start believing in the Chargers. People might start believing that somebody else in the AFC West can do something there.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a level of belief in them, even though they did, you know, completely collapse in the playoffs and Herbert threw 4 picks in the playoffs after throwing 3 the entire year. I think Harbaugh's a good coach, and I have liked their drafts the last couple of years. I think their offensive identity is... Whatever. I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be good. I think they will be a long-time challenger to the Chiefs for the next, like, 3-4 years.
And I think the Raiders are going to be drastically better. Like, total makeover of that team, the organization, from Tom Brady to Geno Smith. But to stick with the Chargers, their GM, Joe Hortiz, was the second in command in Baltimore behind Eric DaCosta for like 12 years. So I think he understands how to build a deep playoff contending team. Obviously, last year was his first year as the GM. He's now had a full year, his own draft, his free agents. So yeah, I think the Chargers were obviously good last year. They were a playoff team. And like you mentioned, they were leading the Texans, I think, in the second quarter of that game before the collapse. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the AFC in general and in the AFC West, the Chiefs division.
CJ in Buffalo, real quick before the break. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hey, guys, quick question. There's a lot of talk about Hurts and how he's not in the top five on some of these tiers or charts. Does he jump Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen if he wins another Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think he's more talented, but as far as a team accomplishment and being an MVP, would he jump him, or where does he put in the ranks? Because we talked about Burrow after winning one Super Bowl, and he hasn't been in the playoffs in 2 years. Oh, he's been to a Super Bowl. He's been to a Super Bowl. This guy has won two if he gets a second.
What do you think, Jeremy?
I think he's just not better than them.
No, yeah. So
yeah, who's the better quarterback? Not Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and that's where, I mean, to the caller's question, it's like, if it's an accomplishment rankings, then yeah, he's like second to Mahomes in this era if he wins that second Super Bowl. But if we're looking at just capabilities at the quarterback spot, and this is kind of going back to draft talk, no, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson can give you more at quarterback than Jalen Hurts. You put Josh Allen on the Eagles, you put Lamar Jackson on the Eagles with how loaded their roster is, you would get better than what they've gotten with Jalen Hurts.
So
still really good, though. Still a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah. You put – it's a little question. You put Josh Allen on the Eagles –
oh,
and what do you have? Why haven't they built the Eagles around Josh Allen?
What's that?
Why haven't the Bills built the Eagles
Josh
Allen?
Well, they've recently kind of tried to by fortifying the defensive line, adding a second, you know, early second round pick.
A great offensive line.
Good offensive line. Like the Eagles have done, spent like a lot of picks, spent a lot of money on the offensive line. So that's a good question. I think it's semi-loaded because it's hard to get Jalen Carter and to get as many good players and draft as many good players as they have. But Howie Roseman's build from front to back philosophy with just great in the trenches and then the rest will kind of take care of itself. The biggest difference is the A.J. Brown trade, drafting Jalen Reagor, missing on him, drafting Devontae Smith, hitting on him. That's been the clearest difference between the two. But overall, I think they are actually pretty aligned in how they've built their teams around their star quarterbacks.
803-0550, our phone number. McIntyre birdies 17. After bogeying 16, is 5 under. Right? All right. Get one more on 18. Is 18?
You're looking good, Jeremy.
Is 18 a birdie hole? I'm going to wrap. You tell me to wrap. I'm asking you if 18's a birdie hole. I got to know. Some of us have never been more in love with the idea of Robert McIntyre winning an Open Championship. All right, we'll get Extendo Sports in coming up.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.